Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Well, hello. Welcome to another episode of Jewel Says. I'm Julie Jewels. Thank you so much for being here today. There are a lot of great podcasts that you could be listening to right now, but you've chosen to listen to this one, and I appreciate you for that. There's been a lot of buzz lately about professional women's sports in the news. I'm not an athlete. I never was. I grew up actually believing that team sports were really for boys and tomboys. Girls who did want to play sports were usually restricted to participating in specific team sports. For example, instead of being able to play Canada's signature beloved game, ice hockey, girls could play field hockey or ringette. Girls weren't even allowed to wear trousers to school when I started school way back in the 60s, which certainly served to discourage highly active play. I'm not saying that would have been me. Probably wouldn't have, even if I had the opportunity. But I am happy that things are changing, and I'm really thrilled to see that little girls have so many role models these days in sports as well as art. We need to have all these opportunities available to everyone. Last weekend, Abe and I went to see our 13-year-old niece, Sammy, play hockey in a playoff game. She was on one of my podcast episodes talking about her hockey trajectory and how hard she works at it. So we're just really proud of her work ethic when it comes to this sport. She just gives it her all. And this was a playoff game at a Toronto area arena with five rinks. And I walked in. I couldn't believe. The place was swarming with little girls in their hockey equipment with their hockey bags and sticks. Teams and teams of hockey playing girls. How fucking great is that? It wasn't that many years ago that girls either just didn't play or they had to play on a boys' team, if they were allowed to play on the boys' team, and some of them had to fight to play on a boys' team or disguise themselves as boys to try to get away with it. And now we have the PWHL, the Professional Women's Hockey League, and those games are selling out, which means that girls can realistically aspire to be professional hockey players when they grow up. Sammy's team, the Blue Water Hawks, will be playing this coming weekend at the Ontario Women's Hockey Association tournament, and Abe and I will be there on Saturday. What an amazing opportunity this is. Maybe Sammy will play for the PWHL someday, I commented to her mother. But she explained to me how that might be great when you're single, but a little more challenging if you decide to have a family later. There are players in the PWHL who can earn over $80,000 a year, but the lowest salary is $35,000 a year, and the average is $55,000. Not the lucrative salaries that the men's NHL players make, not by a long shot. Now, I'm not arguing that that hockey league brings in as much money either. I'm just glad to see that it's coming along. But one of the big differences, of course, is that a male player is a lot more likely to make enough to support a family if he manages to get a professional hockey career at all. And many make enough to support a family in real luxury. So if a guy gets traded to another city, presumably his spouse understands before they got married that part of the deal is you might not be able to have a career because you'll be expected to move if your husband is traded. But realistically, of course, it's less likely that a spouse would be willing to give up a job or a career to move for a $55,000 annual family income, or even $80,000. That's not huge money to live on these days. But who knows? With women's sports gaining popularity, maybe by the time Sammy is in her 20s, she might be able to play professionally. And her husband, if she decides to get one, could be a happy house spouse who's willing to relocate for his beloved Sammy's career. Time will tell. One thing that a lot of people who make it big do is something really, really special for their mothers. And usually when you read about these stories, it's, I bought my mom a house or I bought my mom a car. And those stories are so heartwarming because, well, especially being a professional athlete anyway, or a professional artist, I mean, very few people make it. But the ones who do make it, a select few of them make it big enough that they can afford to be very generous. And it's heartwarming to see them do something like that for their mom. Well, my celeb daughter, TV's Catherine Ryan, is doing something ridiculously special for me, her mother. Is it a house? Nope, I have a house. Is it a car? Nope, I have a car, and I don't care about nice cars, so my old car is just fine, thank you very much. And I mean, Catherine's always been generous. She's always treated me. She, even when she didn't have money, she's just a really thoughtful gift giver. She's good at thinking of something that I would never think of in a million years. And since she's been doing well financially, she's treated me with business class flights to visit her, very special designer clothing, beautiful things I wouldn't dream of spending money on. And she's even treated me, including Abe, to a few vacations. But this time, she's really outdone herself. For my 64th birthday this year, Catherine gifted me with a deep plane facelift by none other than Dr. Dominic Bray in the UK. Wow. A facelift? I know you might be thinking, Julie, you don't need a facelift. Wouldn't you rather just age gracefully? No, I would not. I know. I've heard young people say, I'd never get Botox or fillers or cosmetic surgery. I'm just going to age gracefully. Congratulations. I wish I could just age gracefully. And let's be honest, no one needs a facelift. I certainly don't. I am not a celeb. I do not depend on my appearance to earn a living. If anything, one could argue that in the IT world, maybe it's better not to be particularly good looking. Everyone thinks that the odd-looking introverted guy is smarter than the rest of us, don't they? They do. So maybe not being ridiculously good-looking gives you an edge, a little more credibility, you know? Don't think I haven't pondered that possibility. I know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm getting old, I have an exciting career in computers, and I know, rationally, that it should not matter what I look like. But I can't help being self-conscious about the melting candle that was once my face. I avoid being in photos. Well, I kind of always avoided being in photos. Yeah, that actually hasn't changed. I avoid mirrors more than I used to. And when I saw myself on Catherine's parental guidance show, I felt I just didn't like what I saw. This is the thing. I know rationally people are not looking at me going, oh my God, ew, look at that woman. I know that. But when I see myself, that's how I feel. And of course, the idea of a facelift isn't novel to me. It's something I've always kind of wanted, but thought that I couldn't or shouldn't spend the money, you know. And about 15 years ago, I booked a consultation with a very reputable Toronto cosmetic surgeon, just because I wanted to find out what various procedures that if I had a wish list and millions of dollars, what would I want? So I wanted to find out what these procedures would cost and what the deal was. And even though I assumed that everything would cost more than I would be willing or able to spend, I just wanted to know. I asked about a breast reduction, a tummy tuck, a neck lift, a feather lift, which is more of an almost non-surgical procedure that uses threads to lift sagging skin. And this was a reputable surgeon. He was not an upseller. He did not need to jockey for business. He was busy in Toronto and New York City, busy, reputable guy. And he didn't try to sell me on anything I asked about. He just gave me the information. He gave me his honest opinion. I believe it was honest. And he told me how much it would cost. Breast reduction? He did the anchor cut. This is what I would do. Tummy tuck? The scar, he said, would look worse than what I look like before the tummy tuck. So there's no point. This is why I trusted him. He was basically saying, nah, you don't need that. Feather lift? He said he does not recommend them or do them himself. Neck lift. He said he wouldn't do a neck lift without doing a full facelift. Now, certainly 15 years ago, I did not think that I needed a facelift. It was really my neck that was obviously really kind of deteriorating. But the other thing he told me was, because I don't have a strong jaw, that my neck sagging would come back probably within 2 or 3 years after surgery, even if I got the surgery. And he said, you probably won't be happy about it. He's right. I would not be happy if I actually went to the trouble and spent all that money. I mean, I guess spending money is relative. If you have lots of money, then spending whatever that costs is nothing. Just like I certainly don't have to worry about spending $20 here or there, $50 here or there. I don't. And there are people who do. They don't have that money. So it's relative. But if it was going to come back, not worth it, even if I did have the money. He recommended that I should just do these various treatments that tighten skin, the surface treatments. And at the time, the gold standard, I guess, was thermage, or as my brother called it, fromage. He's also the one who came up with the term melting candle. He's so funny sometimes. Now we have something called Fractura, which I have done a few times at Carrie's Clinique de Mode. And there's a new one that I have not tried called Morpheus. And apparently it's way better even than Fractura. The technology just keeps improving. But anyway, this surgeon basically advised me not to get the facelift or the neck lift. Now that might sound like he was telling me something I didn't want to hear, but what I like to hear is the truth. I appreciate an honest professional opinion. But this was 15 years ago, and there was no such thing as a deep plain facelift. Back then, all we had was the SMAS facelift. What is an SMAS facelift? You might wonder. Ask Google and you shall find this. The SMAS facelift, or a traditional facelift, targets signs of aging on the lower two-thirds of the face, including the neck, which probably would have been great for me 15 years ago. The SMAS stands for Superficial Muscular Aponeurotic System, is a layer of muscles, fibrous tissues, and subcutaneous fat that is attached to bone and skin with four ligaments. As we age, the SMAS loses its elasticity and sags while attached to the ligaments. These changes lead to losing a heart-shaped face to a more squared-shaped face, or in my case, melting candle. During this facelifting, SMAS is lifted and tightened by folding it over itself without releasing these ligaments. This procedure provides a great lift of the lower face and neck, but without the ability to improve the sagging cheeks or the midface. Whereas, a deep plain facelift is a more extensive procedure that targets facial muscles deep to the SMAS layer for a more dramatic rejuvenation. The entire SMAS layer is lifted by releasing the deep ligaments, then repositioning it to a higher position without putting too much tension on the skin. The deep plain facelift lifts the lower face and neck as well as the midface area, including the cheeks, to create a very youthful and natural result. The results of a deep plain facelift last much longer. By reducing tension in the facial muscles, the effects of aging are lessened, and by lifting the deeper tissues, you can expect the results to last at least 10 to 15 years. Ba, 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 ba.
normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, the surface of my skin is pretty decent, thanks to Keri Ryan and Clinique Demode, but the underlying support has definitely fallen. And as that first surgeon said 15 years ago, I don't have a strong jawline. And I've been looking at women who age well, even when they have wrinkles, lines, crepiness in their skin. It seems to me that women who have those beautiful high cheekbones and a well-defined jaw just age more beautifully. I'm sure their ligaments sag as they age too, but because their bone structure is so strong, they don't look as though their face is melting. It reminds me of when you were a kid, or when children build forts with furniture or crazy forts and sheets. The more solid the structure under the sheets is, the less the sheets droop and sag. And I've always had a soft face with a small jaw. And I've always just had regular cheekbones. So there's really nothing to support the sag. And it has bothered me for a long time. A few years ago, I don't even know why I thought of this at the time, but I had bought a bag of different sizes of elastic bands, and I hooked one of the large ones, which is actually not too different from my skin color. I hooked one of them over my ears and under my chin, kind of like a little hammock or sling. I'm telling you, not joking, this took 10 years off my face. I showed my cousin Jane the trick, who, by the way, does have high cheekbones and a nice jawline, so her face is not sagging the same as mine was when I was her age, and she couldn't believe how effective it was. Plus, it really, really made her laugh, which is one of the things I love about Jane. I'm not the most hilarious person in the world, but Jane thinks I'm pretty funny, and I love her for that. The only problem was the elastic kind of pulled my ears down, which is freaky looking. And I guess if I had super thick hair, I could have maybe covered them, the protruding ears, but I don't. The other problem is you could see that there was an elastic band under my chin. But even with that, I still think it was an improvement to my looks. Jane, I asked her, do you think people would say anything if I went out wearing this elastic? I mean, I know they'd notice, but do you think they'd say anything to me? Because I kind of want to try it, and just as an experiment, and see what happens. And of course, Jane laughed, so of course I went on. I can imagine people just kind of looking at me, trying not to say anything. Like, if you saw someone like that in just a regular social situation, would you stare? Would you say anything? But the look on their faces would be worth it. And I would just act normal, as though I'm not wearing an elastic under my chin. And then I kind of pretended I was a person looking at me in this scenario, trying to say nothing. Or maybe they would say something like, is that an elastic under your chin? And then I would just look really embarrassed and maybe sad and maybe say something like, what are you talking about? As though I didn't have an elastic on my face. Or maybe I'd say, oh, yeah, that's just a really bad scar. And one of these days I'm going to do something about it, but I prefer not to talk about it. I never did go out wearing the elastic, not because I wouldn't, but because it just never actually occurred to me when I happened to be going out. I've also tried taping the back of my neck, but the tape shows under my thin hair. Then I bought these clear, invisible things for the back of my neck, maybe about a year or two ago. And it says right on the box that these are for special occasions. In other words, don't tape your neck back every day. But one day, I tried one on. I had something special to do. I forget what it was. And it was a bit difficult. I had to pinch the back of my neck together to kind of pull the skin and then stick this thing on one side and then kind of shove the skin together and stick it on the other. And it was pretty great. It didn't lift my neck, of course, but it pulled back the skin tightly enough that it looked way less saggy. And it was invisible because it was clear, but it was also very uncomfortable. But worth it, I thought. And I did kind of get used to it after a while, and so I left it on all day and all evening. And it held up really, really well. And I was already thinking, well, I'm glad I've got some of those because I'm going to have to wear some of those when I'm on stage in Mamma Mia. This was my plan because I'm supposed to be younger than I actually am in this role. Anyway, it took quite a bit of effort and a lot of baby oil and makeup remover to unstick that thing. And unfortunately, when it came off, it took some skin off with it. And about a week later, I went to Clinique du Mode for a treatment with Carrie, and she kind of looked at me, surprised. Is that a hickey? No, it is not a hickey. I just ripped some of my skin off with some top-notch skin tape or neck tape. So the bottom line is, I have decided to accept this most generous gift from Catherine. And my plan is to tell you all about it as I go through the process. I had my consultation with Dr. Bray recently, and I'm so excited to get this done. The bonus is that I'll get to stay with Catherine for 2 weeks while I recover. Dr. Bray was also not an upseller. He took the time to explain where the incision would be, around the ears, the whole procedure. And I didn't know this. Did you know that the saliva glands in your neck get bigger as you age? My God, there are just so many variables to the aging process. So I'll be getting a saliva gland reduction as part of the process. Also, sometimes when you have this done, your earlobes end up looking too big for your face. So they have to be reduced. Who would have thought of that? Not me. A good cosmetic surgeon, though, needs to be a scientist and an artist. The doc also explained how much pain and discomfort I could expect, how long it should last, when the stitches come out, how responsive he and the staff will be if I happen to have any issues, the levels of swelling and bruising I could expect, all the risks, because, of course, every surgery does have risk. And when I come home after 2 weeks, I'm still going to be quite swollen and bruised, and by then the bruising will probably have turned very yellow, which is gross, right? But I work remotely. I don't have to go into the office. Nobody has to look at me. Only poor Abe. I used to have a paper bag with a pretty face drawn on it and eye holes cut out. It was my ugly bag. I had it at work years ago, and we just had a lot of fun with that ugly bag. But anyway, I'm not going to have an ugly bag. He'll just have to deal with it. And I just thought of this right now. I won't look like my passport picture with all that swelling. I hope they let me back into the country. I plan to take the full 2 weeks off work, but I will bring my work computer just in case they need me for something. After all, I got my breast reduction on a Thursday and was back at work on Monday. And in those days, I had to go to the office downtown. At least now I work 100% remotely. And one of the advantages of sitting at a computer for a living is you don't necessarily need to take a lot of time off for this type of surgery. Because you're just sitting there. I mean, it's not as though I'm a construction worker or a farmer. And Dr. Bray said I should be able to resume vigorous exercise after about 4 weeks. So I'll be right back to going to body pump, yoga, dance classes, rehearsals for Mamma Mia. That starts in June. One of my friends commented that I'll look too young for my Mamma Mia role in August. Not the case. I'll probably look age appropriate because those women in Mamma Mia are only supposed to be in their 40s. And there are references to her having had plastic surgery. Talk about going full method. You might be wondering whether I'm a little bit nervous. And I am not one tiny bit nervous, not one iota. I have the utmost confidence in Dr. Bray. Also, he's not dry and humorless like some doctors I've dealt with. He's great. I just liked him. And I know that shouldn't matter when it comes to skill. But what that does do is it establishes a trust, because I do think his skill is also obviously top notch. I've looked at lots of his work on Instagram, and I feel absolutely full of gratitude and excitement to have this done. Plus, I love a general anesthetic, which is a bonus. Can you imagine coming out of facial surgery, throwing up like some people do from a general? Thankfully, that won't be me. If it is me, it will be the first time. Because normally, I just feel as though I love everyone, and then I sleep better for about 2 days. And there's a teeny, teeny, tiny, really small risk of death from a general anesthetic, which I Googled. And apparently, one person in 100,000 healthy people die under a general. And that is assuming you're healthy, which I am. And even if I happen to be the one in 100,000, that would be the ideal way to go. And I wouldn't even know the difference anyway. The odds of dying in a plane crash are 1 in 11 million. Maybe a bit higher if you're on one of those Boeing planes that's missing bolts or whatever the hell shortcuts they're making. And I get to stay at Catherine's. As I said, the first week will be a bit of a challenge because I'll have to be very careful and I won't probably be able to play with the babies. And even the second week, I'm sure I'm going to look very scary to the babies, and I don't really like the idea of that, but it's temporary. We'll just see how it goes. And I know when it's all done, I'm going to continue to age, and that's fine. If Catherine hadn't offered me the facelift, I wouldn't be doing it. But now it'll be like aging from a new starting point, closer to Abe's age. I'll still see Carrie regularly to take good care of the surface of my skin. I'll still avoid the sun, obviously. Make sure I wear sunscreen. Oh, speaking of the sun, I had my eyes checked recently, and the ophthalmologist told me to wear sunglasses religiously. Because the other thing, as you age, as if it isn't bad enough that your face sags and your saliva glands expand and your ears and nose keep growing and your teeth shift because you lose bone density. Your lenses yellow, which doesn't only make your eyeballs look yellowish, it can lead to glaucoma. And I had gotten a bit relaxed about wearing sunglasses during the pandemic because we had to wear a mask, and I still wear a mask on public transit, but I just have to be more diligent about the sunglasses. So, helpful hint for you if you don't regularly wear sunglasses, do protect your eyes. So, yeah. It's more work to take care of yourself when you're old, so I don't take any of this for granted. My only trepidation about the whole thing is the cost. Even though it's less expensive than a house, I know it's very expensive, and I feel like it's really too much for me to accept from my daughter. But I remind myself, she wouldn't do it if she didn't want to. She wouldn't do it if it was going to cause her financial trouble. And if I had the means to do something very generous for my mother when she was alive, I would have done what I could. So thank you, Catherine, from the bottom of my heart. And I'll keep all of you posted on how it goes. Feel free to email me at julesays@gmail.com if you have any questions or anything you'd like to share. I read all my emails, and even if I don't read yours on the podcast, I will respond to you personally. Thank you so much for listening, sharing, rating, reviewing. I'll be back next week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.